Lord. I'm going to do more of a skit this morning. I don't normally do that. I have props of different kinds, but I want to get a point across to you. And the best way for me to do is just kind of act it out. So if you'll stand, let's go to the Word of the Lord. And they may adjust the lights from time to time, so just bear with that. And if you're listening to this by audio, you won't get the full effect unless you're here. And I will say that if you want to see better, I'm going to put this pulpit here. You may want to adjust where you see. That's up to you. 2 Kings 7 and 8 says, "And when these lepers came," these are four dying lepers, nothing to live for. If we sit here, we die. If we go to the city, they capture us, we die. If they kill us, maybe we'll live. But why sit here until we die? "And when these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent." It was vacant. They're like, man, the bacon's still cooking. "Nobody there. And they did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment," clothing. They didn't carry spears. They didn't carry swords. They looked at this. Here's four dying men still wanting silver and gold and raiment. "And they went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. For if we tarry till morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" I want to talk this morning from this title, Hidden in Tents. Hidden in Tents. I got one more verse and one more set of scriptures to read. Let's pray. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings and for your mercies. And Lord, we all got a tent. We all have a tent. Everybody's got a tent. Help us, Lord, to realize what we're trying to hide. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you may be seated. I want to go to the account of Achan, and then I'll turn you men loose. The children of Israel were being victorious. Like nothing could stop them. And then all of a sudden, they can't defeat anybody. Not even the city of Ai, the little small city. They can't even defeat that. And the armies of God just came to a screeching halt. It's like, Lord, we conquered huge cities. Here we come. Now we can't do anything. What was the problem? Well, the problem was that there was a man in their company called Achan. And Achan had a tent. Let's read the account of Achan. Achan answered Joshua. And he called him and said, "Man, we can't go on. The Lord has said, you're the problem." And he answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. And when I saw the spoils of the goodly Babylonish garment, and the 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver is under it." It's amazing to me that this man took the same three items that the lepers took. The same three things: clothing, silver, and gold. Why? Because they all coveted the things of the world. They wanted what that could do for them, who they could look like, who they could be. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And behold, it was hid in the tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them to Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan and the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, his sons and his daughters, his oxen, his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all he had in the tent. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all of Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised up over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from his fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Hidden in tents. There's silver and gold inside of that. So y'all, just slide it over, brother. Just slide it over. It's. I told you you need a small boy. I tried to tell you. Thank y'all so much. Let me pitch my tent. I want my door to face Sodom and Gomorrah, you know. Let's see, let's put it in. Stay right there. Achan don't need no help. Oh, yeah. The big bad wolf came over. Rock-a-bye baby. Yeah, I like this. This is good. You stay right there. Oh, I can't wait to get my silver and gold in there. Nobody's going to know about my silver and gold. Okay. Nobody watching. My tools, brother. It's my tools. Yeah, tools. Yeah. Pots and pans in there. You got a folded up fishing pole. Yeah. Basketball inside of there. And the gold's in there too. Here we go. Cha-cha-cha-cha. Look at this. Ooh, silver and gold have I some. Such as I have, keep I from thee. Wouldn't trade you. Where's the lights in this thing? Oh, there we go. Great. I like my privacy. Okay. I wouldn't trade you. I gotta find a way to keep people out of here to where they won't know I got this stuff. What am I gonna do? Okay. Oh, look at this. Oh, I can't believe it. Look at that. That's unreal. Good grief. I'm rich. Oh, precious silver and gold. Okay. I'm gonna take this. I gotta keep people out of here though. If they ever find out I've got this over here, they'll come over. I don't want to share with nobody. Okay. Boy, that's good stuff. Okay. Where's it at? Here it is. I gotta keep people out of here. Okay. Getting crowded in here. I don't want nobody to come here. That'll keep them out. That'll keep them out. I tell you what, I don't want nobody bothering me. They'll never suspect me in here. Okay. Oh. You got me that card, Mom. For Father's Day. It's a squirrel in his underwear with a hula hoop. Thanks, Mom. Okay. That's what mothers will do for you. Oh, look. Oh, I always wanted to wear one of these. Oh, let me see. Try on my Babylonian garment. I don't need that no more. I ain't no preacher. Okay. See. I'm gonna try on my Babylonian garment here. I don't know what size that guy was, but I should have stole one a little bigger. You know, when you go to the store, you try to buy clothes, they all got them things on there. This is a Babylonian garment. Brother Michael, we don't always act like this around here. I'm just acting like I'm from California for a little while. You can join me anytime. Okay. Oh, thank the Lord. I got some new clothes. Whoo, I'm so glad that I got some new clothes. One of these Babylonian garments look so good on me. Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Hidden in tents. Cucaracha, the cucaracha. Huh. Peels. Don't you tell me you don't. You're a medicine cabinet. Wonder what this stuff does. Oh, I need to find out what the side effects are. Side effects? Got it. Side effects. Side effects. The side effects are dizziness. I like dizziness. Side effects are euphoria. Woo! I love euphoria. And the side effects are hallucinations. Boy, when you mix them together, you really get the hallucinations. That's pretty good stuff. Chase that down with a little vodka. I mean, a little water. You stay right there. I'll be back. Hidden in tents. Let me put this back in hiding. I tell you, this, you know, people, they just hide all kinds of stuff in their tent. You know how people are. Okay. Okay. That was doctor's prescribed medicine, too. He said I wouldn't get no oxygen to my cotton-picking brain, so he ordered me some Oxycontin. Okay. Time to party now. Party guy. Man, I gotta get ready for that wrestling match. I don't get no good reception putting this thing in here. I don't want nobody to know. Oh, I gotta do something better than that. Okay. Oh, this will do it. It's still not good enough for that. I'm gonna miss it as the world burns if I don't hurry up. Let's see. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll get one of those things. Where is that thing? Okay. Okay, it should be. Okay. 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 Now I got it. Now. Cloudy today. I'm not picking up any signal. Oh, might as well read a magazine. My goodness, get out of here. Wow, look at that. That's unreal. Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't show me that kind of stuff. One of these days I'll catch me one about 10 pounds and I'll get it mounted, but man, you're too well. Nothing interesting in there. Let me just... I think I'll YouTube it. Let me YouTube it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we don't want the ad. Skip the ad. No. Yeah. It's, oh, yeah, this is what I'm... Oh, yeah, down. Yeah. They hunted alligator for a living. And just knock them in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law don't get you. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. Now everybody blame this old man for making him mean as a snake. My name is Mo. Who's that? Oh my goodness, that's the pastor calling me. Let me see, turn this off. Oh, no, no, off, off. Pause, pause. Hello, pastor. Oh, I know I've been missing lots of church, but don't think I haven't been studying. I've been studying about Amos and Moses. Just when you called, I was studying on Amos and Moses. Yes, sir. And you know, it's a quite a miracle that Amos and Moses, how he drained that swamp. Yeah. And they all crossed that Red River on dry mud. He held out that stump, you know, bonk. He held that stump out. And they all crossed that. It's a miracle. I know, Pastor. I know. I know I ought to be in church. And I know I ought to be singing in the choir. And I know I ought to be helping with the church duties. But I'm having arthritis. Yeah, but arthritis is a contagious rash. It's called the revival rash. Yeah, it revives every time I get out. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and if I come to church, the whole church will break out in revival. So, no, you don't need to send anybody to pick me up. No, 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 I'm fine. I'm just having church, just me and Jesus. We got our own thing going. Yeah, no, that's okay. I don't like Uber either. No, okay. Oh, but Pastor, I get so low and I get... so weary sometimes, and it takes all the energy out of me. And I've been coping with Hagen. I'm in Copenhagen. I mean, I've been coping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I know, Pastor. I'm gonna get. What? Pastor? That's the ice cream truck just come by. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they updated that song on the ice cream truck. That's what they did, Pastor. No, you don't need to come. Just pray for me, Pastor. Put me on that prayer list. That's all I need you to do. And yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling, Pastor. Okay. Good day. Man, she'd leave me alone. That's him again. Hello? Ties? Oh, Pastor, I don't have no ties to Russia, and I ain't been colliding with them. No, Pastor. Oh, tithing. Oh, tithing. Well, Pastor, right now I'm as poor as Job's turkey. You know, that medication's been costing me a lot of money, but when I get back on my feet, I assure you that I'm going to catch up, I'm going to double up, And could we hang up? What's going on? Okay, he's gone now. Oh, now that he's gone, I'm getting back to my life here. I just need to get out of the house, you know. I'm just getting all cooped up in here. I can't go to church, but I sure feel like getting out today. Lord, you're my tent borders. How y'all like me now? Well, I'm going to Hawaii. I've been saving a long time to go to Hawaii. I know. Hello? What do you mean the flight's been canceled? But I've been saving all. Ain't nothing working out. It's getting aggravating. I got all this silver and gold and I can't even use it. I can't, I'll tell you, this is getting aggravating. I don't know. Okay. That's all right. I'm going to have a good time anyway. Okay. 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 Yeah, that no good pastor. I mean, hello? Hello? Oh, Joe. Hey, Joe. How you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Go hunting tomorrow? Yeah, I can go. No, I can't go to church. I'm too sick for that. But I can go hunting. Okay. You pick me up. Let's go early. I like to go early so I can shine their eyes, you know. Okay. Let's go early. Okay. Pick me up. Don't be late. All right. Bye. Ooh, hunting. I would love that deer hunting, man. I've been hiding this in my tent a long time. I'm ready to get out of here. Get me some deer around. Okay. Boy, I can't wait to go. I'm going to rattle them up. Where's Brother Douglas at? I'm going to rattle them up, brother. I can see them coming now. Joe ought to be here by now. The sun's coming up now. He ain't coming. He ain't coming. What good does it me have all this stuff here in that tent if I can't use it? I'm getting tired of this. Nothing working out. Nothing working out. My life's going to shambles. I don't know what I want to do now. Man, ain't nothing working out. I'm losing my family. I'm losing my job. I'm losing. I'm aching. What would they call me aching? I'm just aching all over. I'm tired. You know? I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to turn. I've tried everything. I thought this would make me happy, but it's not making me happy at all. I don't know what I'm going to do. What is this? What is this? This old box here. What is this? Holy Bible. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And when the enemy would come against me, even my foes, they stumbled and fell. I've been losing. You know, I look back at all the things I've lost by hiding things. I've lost my family, relationships. And what I should have been hiding is this in my heart. Well, I need thee. I come to. I don't need all this stuff. I don't need that. It's just ruining my life. It's ruining my marriage. It's everything I'm trying to hide from everybody else. It's just ruining me. I need thee, Lord. I need thee, oh bless. I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to take the word of the Lord with me. I'm going to hide this in my heart. I'm going to start reading it to my family. I'm going to raise my family reading scriptures. I'm going to raise them reading them Bible stories. I'm going to change my ways. Because what I was hiding, what I was coveting after was destroying me. And I didn't know it. But God has showed me that I need him. Why don't you make your way down here this morning? Because you need him just as bad as Achan did. Things you hide from the Lord, you're not hiding from the Lord. You're not hiding from anybody. It's destroying you. It's destroying your family. Let's sing it. I need. It's time you open up the tent door, somebody. You don't have to tell me what you've done, where you've been, and who you've been with, or what you're doing. But there's a call going out this morning that has got to stop. If it does not stop, you lose everything. You lose everything. Achan lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his wife. He lost his oxen. He lost his tent. He lost his silver. He lost his gold. He lost his raiment. He lost everything. The Bible says that everything that's covered will be uncovered. And I need him this morning. More than I need silver, more than I need gold, more than I need a hunting trip, more than I need anything else in this world. I need him. It's time to come clean, somebody. Why don't you come clean with God? Hallelujah. I come to thee. I give this to you, Lord. I want them to sing that song. I wouldn't trade you for silver. They already sang it this morning. I wouldn't trade you for gold. People are exchanging God for things and for stuff. Amen. They're exchanging God for the pleasures of this world and leaving God on the shelf somewhere and hiding behind whether, oh, it's a prescription. Oh, it's you that likes it. Oh, it's no, it's you that likes it. And hiding behind things rather than being forward and front. You don't have to be frontward with me, but be frontward with God. Sing it this morning. You know how long it takes to come clean? Just come out of the tent and say, Lord, I need you. You are the Lord. Yes, Lord. Anybody and everybody. God, wash me. Wash me. David acted like, oh, I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't do nothing wrong. Nathan said, no, David, you're the man. You're the man. You're the man. Quit trying to hide it. You're the man. After David's sin was acknowledged, he began to cry. Oh, he opened up to the world. He opened up to God. And he said, wash me, O Lord. Cleanse me, O Lord. Wash me with hyssop, God. Examine me. Search me, God. And see if there be any wicked thing within me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, God. Create within me a right spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope this morning that if you be honest with yourself, come on, be honest with yourself. Coming to God always starts with you being honest with yourself. Look back and get honest. And when Achan could look back, he said, this ain't working out. All these things I thought I wanted, all the silver, all the gold, and all the money, and look at my life. It's in shambles. The Bible had dust on it. The word of the Lord had been pitched to the side as we trade it for cell phones and Facebooks and everything else, and we're not reading the book. I'm not saying you can't read it on a device. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we're trading the time that we used to read this for other things. Be honest with yourself. Coming to God is a call for honesty. That's what it is. It's a call for honesty. Because coming to God requires something called confession. You know what a confession is? It's a call to honesty. For Achan, it was too late. Israel had suffered because this man was not living. He was hiding, and Israel could not go on. Churches many times can't go on. You have a controlling family, a controlling person trying to control the church, and it can't go on. It's got to go. Thank God we don't have that here. For Achan, it was too late. Brother, everything he touched paid the penalty with him. His wife, his children, his animals, his oxen, his tent, he lost everything. And if we're not careful and don't get honest with ourselves, you'll wake up at your age and say, I lost everything. Lived 90 years old and lost everything. The truth is, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes people get to be 40 and 50 years old and you look back and go, what have I accomplished? Duh. They're no better off when they was when they got out of high school. And I'm not necessarily talking about financially. What I'm talking about is growing in God. Still the same baby you was when you prayed through in high school, and still a baby. Get honest with yourself this morning. Where are you in life? Where do you want to be in life? I'm going to tell you where it starts. Right here. I have lived by this book. I have proven this book. This is Bible, brother. It says, prove me. The Lord said, prove me and see if I won't pour out blessings upon you. He said, it'll be blessings you can't contain. Your blessings will outrun you. They'll be chasing you down. Proof. Live for God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And I promise you, the dividends will come. Let's raise our hands to the Lord this morning. God, I ask you to put a spirit of honesty in everybody where they don't hide behind reasons to justify what they're not doing right. And they know in their spirit and in their heart, it's not right, but they're justifying it with these other things and like it's okay. But God, they know in their heart it's not. Help them, Lord, to rebuke that spirit that has captured them at their will, at His will, and pulls them back into this thing. Lord, let a spirit of honesty sweep across this church, and let people with their mouth begin to confess from their heart. Everything, God, that needs to go has got to go. so that we can be clean when you come back. You're coming back for a virtuous church and a bride that has made themselves ready. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and the honor for this day, God, and everyone that is here. We ask you to bless our visitors and bless those that are across here, God. Help us all, every one of us, Lord, in our hearts, to come out of our tents and come out of what things we're hiding. Amen. And be the person you want us to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for putting up with my little skit. It's kind of hard to pull it off by yourself, but I did the best I could and without getting some help. But thank you all so much. God bless you. Greet our visitors. Tell them howdy and invite them back to the house of God on Tuesday night.